shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Welcome to the Tennis Podcast with Scott Cooney on RSN 927.
Yes, welcome to the Tennis Podcast here on RSN 927 on your Sunday afternoon. Scott Cooney with you, and great to have you with us very shortly. Very special guest here on the Tennis Podcast today on RSN 927. The one only Priscilla Hahn, of course, Aussie rising star, chat to us. So stay tuned, only a minute or two away there. Of course, we're here for Shanklin Cafe in Hawthorne East, 500 Taronga Road there. Check it out. What a day, too, for an Aperol Spritz. Once again, just $10 there. Of course, the full menu available for takeaway. And check out all at Shanklin Cafe on Insta as well. Super array of food and beverages. Of course, speaking of which, you could have an Aperol Spritz at the Middle Hotel Currumburra. Fish and all the crew will look after you. Fish Elise and all the crew on it for a Sunday sesh there. And furthermore, too, don't forget, Bang Bang Bar and Food there. In Cape Willamai, Phillip Island, bangbangphillipisland.com.au, and of course the Currumburra Hotel.com.au for the middle. But Pat, Ebony, and all the crew will look after you at Bang Bang, Dan, Joe, and all the crew at Shanklin Cafe. And as I said, Fish Elise and all the crew at the middle in Currumburra.
It's the win of Priscilla Hahn's career, made even sweeter when you consider all the injury issues in 2021.
Yes, and right now, a very special treat here on the Tennis Podcast, here on RSN 927. Scott Cooney with you, and great to have you with us, and great night right now, too, to be joined by Aussie rising star Priscilla Hahn on the Tennis Podcast, fresh from that stunning win in Adelaide over two-time Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova. Thanks for joining us live from Melbourne Park there, Priscilla.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first things first, you were the talk of the town after that win, Pri. It must have meant a lot to you.
Yeah, it did massively. Obviously, like you said, I was injured. And actually, last year, I wasn't even at Aussie. I came 2 weeks before and I had my first hit after maybe 7 or 8 months on the 28th of Jan. So that's coming up. So that it's quite special to think back to that a year ago, and yeah, I was just stepping out on court again.
We'll chat more about your career too shortly, Pri. You've been on the tour obviously for a little while now, of course, and Melbourne Park this week. We'll chat about first, you played another Czech in the first round here in the in the French Open finalist rather, Markéta Vondrousova. Unfortunately, it wasn't quite to be the other day though.
Yeah, no, definitely wasn't my best day. Super disappointing, obviously wanted to do really well and felt like I had a good couple of matches going into it, but unfortunately on the day just wasn't my day. And, you know, it's tough because now Aussie Open's over and it's so quickly gone and I feel like an opportunity missed, but I just have to keep working and focus on the rest of the year.
To the Aussie rising star, Priscilla Hahn here on the Tennis Podcast on RSN 927. Obviously, a little bit's happened over the past years, Pri, and we'll get to that in just a moment, as you alluded to, the injuries too in the last year or two. I want to take you back to the French Open, actually, 2019, I think it was, and you played Madison Keys. You lost a tight three-setter there at Roland Garros, but geez, you more than matched Madison off the ground that day. Priscilla, I was blown away. Is that when you thought, wow, I really belong out here?
Yeah, actually, yes, I lost the first set and then I won the second. I felt like I finally had some momentum going into the third and then it got too dark and we had to stop and come back the next day. And it just, like, the momentum shift changed so much. But yeah, that was the first time, I guess, playing one of the better girls in the second round of the slam. And yeah, I definitely felt like, you know, my game was there. And I could compete with the top girls, and that was a confidence boosting for me.
We saw, of course, Madison Keys incidentally beat Badosa 6-3, 6-1 today. Obviously, the win the other week against Kvitova, but you took it right up to Keys that time too. So those sort of results today probably make you think as well. Gee, I can really, really make it.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, especially beating Kvitova the other day, I felt like, you know, I've had a mental block for a while, putting all these, you know, top 20, top 30 girls on a pedestal, and I always felt like, yeah, my game's good, but I didn't know if it was good enough, I guess. And so getting close and actually beating some of these girls has made me believe in my game a lot more.
Well, you're sublimely talented, Pri, and you must feel on your day you can beat anyone on the tour.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, on the day, it can be anyone's game if anyone's playing great. But yeah, I'm excited for the rest of the year. I feel like I've turned a corner mentally, and I'm excited to see what I can do.
Obviously, beating someone like Petra is a huge confidence boost to Priscilla. And as you've alluded to too a little bit lately, you've struggled to close out matches a little bit in the past. But that work with a psychologist and results like of late too must be a huge boost for you, a real stepping stone.
Yeah, definitely. It just kind of shows that, you know, my work, trying to work on my mental game, is paying off. And it's definitely helps me to keep going and strive for more.
Priscilla, the Tennis Australia website describes you as an Asian food-loving Hong Kong Australian. Tell us a little bit more about that, please, Pri. You were born here, obviously.
Yeah, so my parents moved to Australia in 94, and I have two older sisters, and they were all born in Hong Kong, and I was the only one that was born here. So I've been living in Brisbane my whole life, and, yeah, all my relatives are still in Hong Kong, and with the food, I'm a huge foodie, so when I do travel for tennis, I guess my downtime is looking for restaurants and where to go, and I'm kind of the person that everyone asks where the good food and restaurants are, so I'm the go-to person.
Where should we be going?
Well, I feel like I'm not going to tell a Melbourne person that. That feels a bit wrong.
We're chatting to Aussie rising star, of course, Priscilla Hohn, live from Melbourne Park here on the Tennis Podcast on RSN 927. As you said, you live in Brisbane. When do you head home?
Today. Later today. I'm going to fly back.
And it must be great to be home in Australia and have those Asian Sunday night feasts with the family, Pri.
Yeah, it's amazing being able to play at home. The rest of the year is overseas, so it's the best time of the year being able to fly home after a tournament, because, you know, every other tournament we have to stay overseas for months, so we don't see home and family for a long, long time, so it's nice to actually see them after a match.
Most of your family live in Hong Kong, as you said, Priscilla. It must hold a very special place in your heart, Pri.
Yeah, definitely. I always try to go back every year to see my grandparents and my auntie and uncles. But yeah, so I haven't been able to go back for a while. But yeah, it's always going to be a special place in my heart.
You haven't been able to get back there due to COVID for a while. Speaking of which too, Priscilla, your great friend Emma Raducanu, we unfortunately had it recently. First of all, how did that friendship come about?
I've seen her on tour before. Obviously, she wasn't playing a whole lot. But I think because I knew her coach that she was working with just before Wimby, Nigel, and was speaking to them at the tournament leading up. And then because we were in bubbles, we were playing cards like every single night. So we were kind of playing cards together in a group, and then kind of started from there.
How's she feeling? I think blisters really hampered Emma in her second round loss here in the first week, Pri.
Yeah, I feel for her. Her forehand, it was hurting her a lot, so... I mean, she did such an amazing job and support the end. So I think she's happy she just got through it. And obviously she had COVID. So it's amazing just to see her back and healthy.
Jenny, Aussie rising tennis star Priscilla Hohn here on the Tennis Podcast on RSN 927 live from Melbourne Park. And how about you, Pri? How are you feeling? You were sidelined, as you said, with a hip injury for a while there. Priscilla had a few issues. How's it all going?
Yeah, I mean, it's something I have to take care of over, I mean, my career from now. I think, you know, if I was running late, I could run straight onto the tennis court and just, you know, start hitting. But now I can't do that. It's been a few times where I've had to just run on court because I don't know what, but I was late and had to start hitting. And I feel my hip and it still hurts if I don't properly warm it up, so it's just something I'm going to have to deal with.
I believe too, Priscilla, you're really good friends with Amanda Anisimova. Of course, a huge match and should be a really good match with Ash Barty tonight there on Rod Laver Arena.
Yeah, I'm super excited to watch that one. Yeah, she's killing it. She hasn't even lost the match this year, which is crazy, and Ash hasn't either. So it'll be really fun to watch.
Who will you be barracking for there?
Well, I mean, Ash is Aussie, but Amanda's... I'm not going to say anything. It's 50-50. I'll be happy with whoever wins.
Good answer. And I was going to say, too, obviously, with Ash being world number one, we saw the likes of Madison Inglis have a big week, amazing journey there for the first week of the Australian Open. Do you all sort of spur each other on and feed off each other?
Yeah, for sure. She's had an amazing week and she's had a tough year overseas. It's tough, you know, travelling all year round. And I think it was her first main draw Grand Slam win as well. Right, I think.
I'm
so happy for her.
Just a couple more before that you go. Priscilla, really appreciate your time being so generous with it here on the Tennis Podcast on RSN 927 Aussie Rising Star. Priscilla Hahn on RSN 927 live from Melbourne Park. The Djokovic saga pre was an incredible build-up to the Australian Open, wasn't it? And an unbelievable build-up, really. What did you make of it all?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of us were surprised that he wasn't able to play because he was at the grounds and he was in the gym. Like, I was in the gym with him and then next minute he was gone, which was a bit interesting. But, I mean, at the same time, I think they made the right decision because we all got told we couldn't play Australian Open if we weren't vaccinated and there weren't any exemptions. So I think they stuck to what they said and, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, he could have just got vaccinated if he wanted to play. And I feel like a lot of that whole situation just distracted what was actually happening, which was exciting that the Australian Open was going ahead.
Absolutely, and it's been a big first week, and obviously the second week about to start in earnest. Who are your idols, Pri?
Well, I don't really have idols, but I've always looked up to Federer and Justine Henin. I loved the way she played.
What a backhand.
Quite a long time ago, so yeah.
You're travelling 8 to 9 months a year, Priscilla, and maybe more. How do you go with the arduous nature of the tour? It's pretty rigorous, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough. I started, I went to Europe for the first time when I was 12 and I'd had to go overseas ever since that. So it's been, I feel like I've been travelling for a long time.
Absolutely, and particularly in the crazy times, Pri. I know last year was very eerie with the crowds or lack thereof last year here in Melbourne, very surreal. You played doubles with Lizette Cabrera here at Melbourne Park too. It must have been great to have the crowds back in fairly big numbers.
Yeah, for sure. It's such a different kind of vibe, especially like in Adelaide. There was a great crowd and it really helped you. And I feel like you hit a good point. Like there's a good point and everyone claps and compared to no one clapping at all. It makes a huge difference. And yeah, all the tennis players has really missed the atmosphere and, you know, Australian Open, the crowd's been amazing. We've all missed it so much.
And last but not least, Priscilla, you're 23 years of age. You're ranked just outside the top 200. You've been as high as 118 in the world. What are your goals for 2022?
My goal is to be top 50 at the end of the year. So I've got quite a bit of work to do, but that's the goal.
Well on your way, Priscilla. Great to see you on the court. You're an amazing talent, as I said, and thanks so much for joining us on the Tennis Podcast here on RSN 927. And we can't wait to continue to watch your career unfold in 2022 and beyond. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
The all-new Kia Sportage medium SUV has been unleashed. Know the beauty of having a wild one with an all-new turbocharged engine. Bred to be fearless with a strikingly sculpted exterior, soft touch leather interior, and a kingdom worth of Kia boot space. Unleash the beast, explore the beauty with the redesigned Kia Sportage. For more info, visit kia.com.au.
Kia, movement that inspires.
On AM, FM, digital radio, and streaming worldwide, this is the RSN 927 Network.
Yes, wasn't it great to have Aussie rising star, of course, Priscilla Hahn here on the Tennis Podcast on RSN 927. on your Sunday afternoon. The Hong Kong Australian massive foodie, as you heard her say before as well. And I'm going back to Brisbane today, but no doubt next time she's down in Melbourne town, Victoria, she'll be checking out Bang Bang, of course, bar and food at Cape Woolamai, Phillip Island, a breezy coastal bar where they serve a wide selection of beer. And, of course, there it's hugely influenced by Asian food to be shared and enjoyed amongst family and friends, plating up mouth-watering dishes and share plates. Check out more at bangbangphillipisland.com.au. Of course, Bang Bang there on Insta and all your socials as well. So check it out. A beautiful part of the world there. Phillip Island, Bang Bang. On her way and on your way to and from the island, check out the Middle Hotel in Currumburra as well. Open 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. with food all day in January. Priscilla will love that from midday. Check out the massive new deck and book your next function. Head down to Currumburra, of course, South Gippie at the Middle Hotel there in Currumburra, and check it out. Tab facilities, ripping tab facilities, and, of course, Fish Elise and all the crew will look after you there. And I know today Matty Lloyd will be there for a Sunday sesh, of course, at the Middle Hotel, Currumburra.
What a great day it is for a Sunday sesh. Head down for a schooner and a feed with Fish and the crew down at the Middle. Have a great one.
From one celebrity to another, of course, Matthew Lloyd, Essendon legend there, into Dash and Darren Park and our very own here on the Tennis Podcast on RSN 927. I know a man will be enjoying a Sunday sesh there at the Middle Currumburra Hotel and Aperol Spritz today. Obviously, Palmer in a Pot is our very own Dash. Good afternoon to you, mate.
Good afternoon. Yeah, perfect weather for both. It's obviously been swelteringly hot, but the Aperol would go down nicely, and then just sit outside in the sort of beer garden area with a Palmer in a Pot. It'd be beautiful.
Absolutely, yeah. New deck there at the Middle Hotel. Fish Elise and all the crew will look after you there in Currumburra, mate. But live from Melbourne Park, mate, plenty of action. We'll get to last night. Great to see the Demon, Alex Demonar, our very own, through. And, of course, Ash Barty headlining proceedings against Amanda Anisim over tonight there at Rod Laver Arena, mate. But already a couple of very one-sided affairs. And with the bookies too, tab.com.au, the underdogs have steamrolled in the first couple of women's matches.
Yeah, interesting. Probably you'd look at it and think that they had the potential to go, you know, long those matches. But at the same time, given the, you know, the nature of all the players involved in that, you thought, oh, it could be a blowout one way or the other. And they both proved to be the case. So obviously, Paula Badosa, who was just about the boom player at the end of last year, winning a heap of, you know, major tournaments towards the back end of that particular season, was, you know, going really, really strong towards the, you know, WTA finals. And she got smashed by Madison Keys. Now, Madison Keys, obviously, when he's on, is destructive and dynamic. And, you know, she was a bit vulnerable the other day against Wang in the third round match, where she ended up winning that in a tiebreak in the third. But they absolutely dominated today. And she'll play Barbora Krejcikova in a quarterfinal after Barbora smashed Azarenka 2-2 today. Azarenka had been outstanding all the way through, but just hit the wall against a rock-solid player. We know Barbora had an amazing 18 months as a singles player. She's been a great doubles player for about 5 years. She won a singles, a doubles, a mixed doubles, and an Olympic gold medal last year. So she just about did it all, and, you know, she's certainly a chance of going really, really deep in this tournament.
Yeah, both were disrespected by the odds in those clashes. Krejcikova, as you say, French Open champion, and beat the inform as a ranker, 6-2, 6-2, but to be 270 or 280 seemed a bit silly for the Czech, and proved to be the case. And you could say the same for Madison Keys. Obviously, Badosa in ripping form, but so's Keys. And as you said, when she's on, watch out. And she can be a bit hot and cold, Madison, but the beauty, I guess, with her is the match is almost always off her racket. So if she's on, then she's going to be mighty hard to stop. And 6-3, 6-1 certainly showed that today.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. I mean, we saw her make a US Open final. She can obviously drift in and out of matches and drift in and out of tournaments and can have, you know, periods where she struggles. But she's a dangerous player. And players like that, that can win slams if they get red hot. I mean, you look at, say, Sam Stosur when she won her US Open, tremendous ball striker that when they get into the rhythm, they're really hard to beat. Yelena Ostapenko, to probably a lesser extent, winning the French. When I say to a lesser extent as a player, not a lesser extent as a ball striker, but yeah, Madison Keys, certainly a bit of a dark horse. I said Badosa was, so obviously the player that's knocked her out would have to take that mantle.
Absolutely, yeah, $15 still, Madison, at tab.com.au for the women's at Australian Open 2022 there at Melbourne Park, Dash. And We've got Sabalenka at 14s, Krejcikova 11s, Swiatek at 650, Halep at 6s, and Barty at 265. There's still a bit of value there, I think, if you do really like her, Dash. But also, of course, her opponent tonight, Anna Samova at $17. And both great friends with their very own Priscilla Hahn. Before we get your thoughts on tonight, Dash, RSN's very own Dashing Darren Parkin here on the Tennis Podcast on RSN 927. We just spoke to Aussie rising star, the Hong Kong-Australian 23-year-old, of course, in Priscilla Hahn, and great to have her here on the Tennis Podcast today, Dash. And it's a good segue, too, because not only is she friends with Anna Samova and Barty in action tonight, but Madison Keys was a match that really stood out to me for her at the French Open in 2019. She more than matched Madison off the ground in that match, obviously came out the wrong side in three sets, had a few injuries since then. Great win over Kvitova a couple of weeks ago. Unfortunately, lost in the first round here to fellow Czech there for Kvitova in Vondrousova. But, geez, she's almighty talented, and I can see why that Priscilla's goal would be top 50 by the end of the year, Dash.
Yeah, I mean, she seemed destined for top 100 and then barely played a match for about 2 years with, you know, chronic injury issues. But, yeah, outstanding ball striker. You know, she's another one of those players that can really paint the lines when she's on. Spoke to her after that win at Adelaide over Kvitova, and she was then pretty good against Azarenka in her next match. She's played, you know, really competitive tennis. She's focused probably her injury layoff of 12 months or so on the mental aspect of games, making sure she's ready to take on the key players. A lot of that was mental strength around big points, match points, break points, you know, huge opportunities against clutch players, and I think she's starting to demonstrate that type of thing. So, yeah, she just needs a run at it. Similar to what we saw O'Connell, obviously, get a run at it and go to the third round of the Australian Open. She's another one that, if she stays injury-free, you know, she's in that Kokkinakis bracket where she can, you know, potentially take big steps.
Chat about Kokkinakis and Kyrgios in just a moment. Of course, they're in doubles, men's doubles action as they continue their Grand Slam assault there at Melbourne Park. But, Barty, Anna Samova, have your thoughts changed at all since yesterday, Dash, or you still think Ash will be too strong?
I still think Ash will win. It is a danger game, though. It's probably her toughest, certainly her toughest match to date, and it could conceivably be her toughest match of the tournament. I think she'll have a bit too much variety, though. Anna Samova playing really well, but yeah, I think Ash, in the type of form she's in now, she's going to take some beating from just about anyone.
Nadal and Zverev and the like, Monfils, Berrettini, Carreño Busta a bit later on too, all the men in action. Actually, I might get your thoughts on that before we chat about Kokkinakis and Kyrgios and the doubles. Carreño Busta, Berrettini should be very interesting.
Yeah, it should be. Berrettini, who was, you know, probably unfair outsider in his last match, is now quite a short-priced favourite, so I'm not sure how to necessarily feel on that front, but I think maybe he's got a little bit more scope and a bit more, you know, capacity if he's at his best, and he's probably shaken the little bug that he seemed to have in the early stages of the event. So I'd probably leave Matteo's way, and, you know, he's certainly a player you've got to consider as a Wimbledon finalist as someone that might be able to win this thing.
What a beneficiary, too, of Djokovic's absence. Of course, his scheduled first-round opponent and fellow Serbian, he's still there, incredibly, and he takes on Monfils, the informed Monfils. So does Kecmanovic today.
Yeah, I think Gael, the way he's serving especially, would be a little bit too strong in that match. But, yeah, it is quite a quirky story. You kind of sense something like that might happen. But, I'm hoping the Monfils train continues a little bit longer.
Hopefully the Kokkinakis Kyrgios train continues too, Dash, in the doubles. RSN's very own Dash and Aaron Parkin here on the Tennis Podcast, live from Melbourne Park. Can they win today? And I guess if they do, after beating the number one seeds the other day, it wouldn't be a great story if they go all the way. Do you think they can?
Yeah, they can. They're favourites today. And look, Nick Kyrgios has demonstrated he's a very good doubles player. We saw that in Wimbledon when he played mixed with Venus before he got injured. Obviously, his variety at the net, his range of shots is terrific. Kokkinakis, his height and his serving, you know, makes him a pretty dangerous weapon. So, yeah, I mean, they've knocked out the top seeds and did it pretty easily in straight sets. So you'd have to give them every chance of progressing at least another step through here and, you know, maybe challenging on the whole thing.
Absolutely, Dash. And, of course, big night and day yesterday at Melbourne Park. And Castillo winning in three in a slight upset, although not a huge surprise to beat Pavlyuchenkova there last night in three. Swiatek continued to have very good form to start the year. 6-2, 6-3 win over the informed Kasatkina there. As we saw in the men's too. Yesterday, an array of matches. Obviously, Fritz with an epic five-set win over Batista Agu. Tsitsipas in four over pair. Unfortunately, we lost our very own Chris O'Connell in four against Maxime Cressy. Obviously, we lost, as we spoke about yesterday, our very own Madison Inglis in three against Kanepi. Medvedev in straight over Vander Zonschulp. We saw also some big results after that. Felix Auger-Aliassime, not a surprise that he won, but how convincingly he won against the Brit Dan Evans was very surprising. Surprising. Sinner won in four against Taro Daniel, and we saw Cilic win in four against Rublev. We gave him a sniff, didn't we, Dash? The $4 looks silly for the Croatian, and of course, our very own Demon, Alex Demonar, continues on his merry way with that straight sets comfortable win against Andahar.
Yeah, the Cilic one, I think it was 370 or something, it didn't make a lot of sense. This is a bizarre game. The Cilic led 7-5, 7-6, 3-1, 40-15. So he had two break points to go up a double break in the third, and Rublev's body language was atrocious. And the fact that Rublev then peeled off five games in a row, won the third set, you would not have found anyone in this whole venue that would have seen that coming. And then Cilic obviously re-established control and won pretty easily in the fourth. Yannick Sinner, he'll be Alex Demonor's next opponent. They played twice before. One of them was a next-gen match, which is the fast four set, so you probably don't read too much into that. And the other one was pretty tight. So Sinner's going well. Demonor also going well, particularly with his weaponry. He's found more ways to hurt players. He's won nine sets in a row. So definitely a chance, Demonor. You imagine Sinner would be slight favourite, but you give Alex a hope of getting to his second quarterfinal, having made one in the US a couple of years ago. Medvedev too good. Felix actually lost to Daniel Evans last year, so for him to come out and completely smoke him was a bit of a surprise. Tsitsipas, I thought Benoit Paire played well, but Tsitsipas got through that. Batista Agu-Fritz was a bizarre match. All five sets were quite one-sided in that match. It was 6-love, and then I think it was 5-love the other way in the second before Batista Agu went, I think, 3-3, and then Fritz 4-3, and was up a double break, I think, in both of those sets. So, strange match of momentum. Chris O'Connell, he hurt his hip flexor on the first point of the match, but then fought pretty hard to win the second set. Cressy, a serve volleying master. I think he has 70 winners and 28 aces or something like that. He's a player that's, I think he's already in the top 40 in live rankings. That's probably a reasonable summary of what the day's action looked like.
Last but not least, Dash, really appreciate your time being so generous with it here on the Tennis Podcast on RSN 927. Dashing Darren Park, and we'll preview tomorrow's action in depth tomorrow morning here on the Tennis Podcast. Dash, but just a quick one on Rublev, mate. Sort of been, and I think the commentators even said it yesterday, he's sort of been in no man's land for about a year, really. He hasn't quite come on the way people would have expected for a man of his talent.
Yeah, when you see the five next to his name, it probably surprises you a little bit that he was, ranked fifth coming in here. But yeah, you probably look at him and, Khachanov probably to a greater extent has dropped away. Rublev has sort of hung around the mark a little bit. But yeah, you think a player of his talent, he was considered to be just behind his countryman Medvedev for a while. Now that gap appears, quite a fair bit larger than that. So yeah, it's an interesting one. Marin Cilic, he's been around forever. But you would have thought Rublev might have been at the point now where he's starting to go past players like that, and I sense the market suggested that, which made Big Marin a gift.
Yeah, good on you, Dash. Enjoy the Aperol Spritz and the tennis there at Melbourne Park, and we'll see you there for one.
Absolutely, we will indeed.
You're listening to the Tennis Podcast with Scott Cooney on RSN 927.
Dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty.